if you just had a rope and a bucket and the windlass on it, you might get one about so big. And this made it easier to pull it in, you see, because it rolled in more slowly.
Yes, if you carried water in a bucket, what might you use to carry milk in?
We might say pail, but we'd usually say bucket.
Okay, and if the pail or the bucket, if it was, you said it was galvanized mainly.
Yeah.
If it got so dirty that you wouldn't want to use it for humans, and you use it to feed your hogs, what would you call that?
Well, you might call it a slop bucket.
Okay.
That's the only thing I know.
And I'm a little ahead of myself here. The utensil in the kitchen used to fry eggs in the morning, what would you call that?
I mean, spider.
Again, please?
The spider.
Spider?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the, now, would you fry chicken in that too, maybe?
Well, spider usually, I believe, was where we more often cooked cornbread or corn pone. You probably talking about a regular iron. Shoot, I can't even think of that down there. It was a frying pan, but we didn't call it a frying pan. Sally.
This is what you used to
cook. Yeah, that's spider.
That's a spider? It's like a frying pan without the sides, right?
What do we call a deep one that you cook eggs in?
Oh, just a skillet.
Skillet.
Skillet. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you cook little pones of bread like that, little flat corn pones.
Yes.
And you put them around that, and then they have a little grease on the top, and the imprint of your fingers on them, and they're real crusty.
Crusty.
That's what we used to do, but that little skillet I got now, the modern one, that I cook those little triangles in, that's something new.
That's true.
And they have just come out with that. Somebody in Birmingham.
Show him one, Sandy.
That's called a spider?
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of corn, Paul.
Now there's one other kitchen item, maybe not familiar.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
See, now this is when he...
It looks like a pie that's been divided.
Said, and this is the little one we bake in most of the time. This is the size that makes 7 pieces. And he's... worked with his company, he said, well, I believe that'll go. And they sort of laughed at him, Burger King Cooper Street,
yeah.
And it just sold like hotcakes. Then they came out with this little bean.
That's the kind you had it done.
Yeah, this
right.
Little bean. See, then your bread is crusty all on the sides.
And on top, too.
Uh-huh, and the bottom. But that they bake real good.
And you used bacon. Do you ever do anything on the top of the stove with that?
No. Now, we have a granddaughter that's interested in foods, and she uses this to bake little cake squares in.
Oh.
And she never uses it to make cornbread. She uses one just to do cake in. But I never have tried that.
Be like cupcakes.
The muffin ring is more nearly, I suspect, what they made cupcakes in.
I was just, since we were talking about, there's a section in here on cornbread. I was just wondering, what's all the different types of breads that you can think of that are made from cornmeal?
Well, through this area, muffins and corn sticks. And
this belongs to your grandma.
Yeah. That's for muffins, you see.
For muffins.
You could cook cake muffins, couldn't you, Sally?
Yeah, I have made cake muffins in it. But they make the prettiest little muffins.
Well, that is heavy.
It is heavy. That's grandmother. And I haven't used it a long time. It's been in the bottom of the cabinet. So
it just looks like a modern Jell-O mold,
mm-hmm,
type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can make muffins or corn sticks or
corn stick pan.
Yeah, corn dodgers.
Yeah.